Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from TCO Studios at Winter Park. After another disappointing Vikings loss, the third in the row, it's time to get back on the winning track, and it's time to get to your questions. Here they are. Question number one comes from Jim. Outside of the Houston game, the offense is struggling to score early in the game. What needs to be done to jumpstart our offense early in games? Well, Jim is right. Eventually, the Vikings get on the board. Both of the Vikings' touchdowns against the Lions came actually in the red zone. You had the one-yard touchdown pass to Kyle Rudolph off of the play action. Linval Joseph was in the formation on that one. And then, of course, you have the Red Ellison end-around slash jet sweep, whatever cool name you have for that play. It was fun to see Red Ellison get in the end zone. But early in the game, the Vikings have been struggling with negative plays and penalties. That has been stalling the drives. If you can get rid of those plays, then you can get in the end zone. The next question comes from Brian. Where has the Vikings' defensive line been? I have not seen any production from them lately. Well, Brian, you're right. Some of the sack numbers have gone down, but that doesn't mean the defensive line is not playing well or is not producing. Linval Joseph was a beast against the Detroit Lions. And the fact that the Vikings are so good at rushing the passer is causing teams to limit what they do in the passing game. The Vikings held Matthew Stafford below his season-long averages in yards, yards per attempt, passer rating, and completion percentage. You got to give credit to the secondary for that, but a big chunk of that comes from the Vikings' defensive line. Danielle Hunter pressured Matthew Stafford, and that led to the Chad Greenway interception. So I really like how the defensive line is playing for the Vikings right now. Our next question comes from Terrell in Honolulu, Hawaii. I envisioned a turnaround for our season with 23 seconds left against Detroit. What silver lining do you see as you look ahead? Yeah, the ending to that game was certainly disappointing. If Prater misses that field goal or if one or two things go the other way, we're talking about a whole new subset of issues. But here we are, the silver linings. The Vikings defense, as I just said, held Matthew Stafford to below his season averages. So the defense is playing well and had Detroit at just 13 points with about 30 seconds to go. So other than the late game mistakes, it was a good outing by the Vikings defense. Offensively, you saw some improvements. The pass protection was a little bit better against Detroit, and the Vikings found a way to get into the end zone with a crucial late game drive where they went almost the entire length of the field and converted on third and fourth downs to put points on the board late in the game. So there are some things to hang your hat on in terms of encouragement for this Vikings team as they head to Washington this week. John from Cedar Rapids has the next question. Speaking of the Redskins game, what will be different for the game in Washington? We need to end this skid. Well, there will be a few different things, I hope. I hope the Vikings are a little bit better in the red zone on offense and a little bit better on third down on defense, but I think it's more about what do we want to keep the same? What did we like? The offense took care of the ball. They did not turn the ball over, and as I said earlier, the pass protection was a little bit better. I loved the quick game. Stephon Diggs, 13 catches. Adam Thielen running great routes and getting open. All that stuff is good. We want to keep that the same. Defensively, continue to apply pressure on the quarterback, but more importantly, make the opponents make contested catches. I love the way Terrence Newman, Trey Waynes, and Xavier Rhodes were covering against the Lions. Our next question comes from Casey. It seems like all the experts have given up on us. Our team isn't playing anywhere near as it did the first 5 weeks. Do you feel we are finished? Heck no, I don't. We're 5-3. We're only halfway through the season. 8 more games to go, and we all know how Mike Zimmer's team can respond to adversity. You're right. The critics and the experts, they're jumping off the Vikings bandwagon. But isn't that how Coach Zimmer likes it? Maybe he can use that to his advantage as he looks to motivate his team for the second half of the season. Our last question comes from Mark. With the race in the NFC North tightening up, what will it take to get our mojo back? Well, that is the one good thing that's happened over the past 3 weeks. No one else in our division has started to run away. The Lions have caught up, but the Packers have dropped a couple of games too. What's it going to take to get the mojo back? Just getting a win. And if the win happens this week, it will be a momentum builder because it will be on the road against a fellow NFC competitor. That would be a big win for your Minnesota Vikings. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we'll be back next week too. Make sure you send your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and you're in the right spot for great Vikings content. More of it coming your way this week as the Vikings prepare for the Redskins.